What's the last 72 hours kind of been like here?
I guess like anybody else in the NFL, you know, you never know where you're going to end up, and things come up, you know. So I've been grinding and trying to catch up with these guys and trying to get these guys to know what I'm all about and trying to figure out what they're all about.
What about the situation you found yourself in, you know, for most of August? What were you doing, you know, after you had been released by the Cowboys?
I just enjoying family time, you know. We got a 3-year-old, so it was a good time to be with her, and to be honest with you, I needed it. So, but the past is the past, and I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to be around all these guys and to work with EJ and to work with Jeff and do anything I can to help the team.
Why did you feel you needed that time?
Anybody who's got kids, you know, I mean, right. I think you kind of know, just like being around them, you know. But this was the right decision for me. This was the right team for me. This is the right organization for me.
What made it the right fit this time?
Well, no, the more you're around, you just get that feeling, you know, the right fit. I really didn't think about many other places, you know, and then when this opportunity arose, you know, I jumped at it.
You've got a lot of experience in a lot of different places, so getting dropped into this, does it compare to maybe any other stop that you've made, timing-wise?
I did a mid-season switch to Kansas City, you know, to where, you know, you're kind of right in it right away. But mentally, I'm going to be fine. Got some good work in today physically. We got 6 days to go, so excited to go.
Kyle, they targeted you pretty early, maybe about 6 weeks ago. And what kind of, like, what was you thinking about that? And, you know, it seemed like the process took a little bit longer than it was.
I don't know. You know, 6 weeks ago seems like a long time. You know, I've just kind of concentrated on the last 3 days and just kind of focused forward at that point.
What about your departure in Dallas? There was even talk that you might be considering retirement, and I know that wasn't really the case at that point. You were ready to report for training camp.
We play the Bears, and I play for the Bills, so I kind of stick with those two teams for now, and I worry about that.
What's realistic, Kyle, in terms of how quickly you think you'll be able to get up to speed with the offense? I know you mentioned that you've done a quick change like this before, but how long do you think you'll need?
This week, and I think I'll be ready to go, you know, so... really put a lot of work in the last, 48, 72 hours mentally. Like I said, physically it went really good today, and I'll be ready to go on Sunday.
What's your impression, you know, your first impressions of this offense?
Great, good coaches, good players, good young talent, good starting quarterback, and should have a chance to be a really good offense.
Like you said, you've done this a few times. What is the hardest part about getting ready, joining a team quick in the middle?
I think more than anything, being comfortable with the guys and letting them know what you're all about, you know. Just being yourself. Don't try to be anything that you don't want to be. And just be a veteran presence. And I've been around for a while now, so I've been been in every situation that you can be in.
There's been some talk about, you know, having veteran quarterback presence on this team. You bring that. What can you do to help EJ a little more?
Like him, I started as a rookie, you know, and know how tough that is, but also know how great your second year can be, just learning-wise. I didn't get the chance to play my second year. I was back on the bench, but the growth curve from year one to year two is great. Your confidence grows, so I'm just there as a sounding board for him. I don't think I know everything, but seen a lot of looks, been in a lot of different offenses and played a lot of defenses, so... any question he has, I hope I can help him with.
You're coming here trying to push for a starting job.
My role on the team is a backup and to be ready to play whenever I need to be, but probably job number one is to help EJ, and that's what I plan to do.